96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown. Nina Brown.
Yes?
I just saw a news report, and you know, I think I have found Donald Trump's new job. I have found Donald Trump's new job, DMV. Check this out. There have been several rumors circling around that Vladimir Putin, yes, Russia's president, may have Parkinson's disease.
That's
according to the New York Post. Moscow political scientist Valery Solovey, can't pronounce that right, told The Sun that Putin's girlfriend, who is 37, and his two daughters are urging him to step away from the role. There's a family. It has great influence on him. He intends to make it public and hand over plans in January. Now, she went on to say that Putin recently began showing signs that he may have Parkinson's disease. The outlet reports that he's been in pain, constantly shifting his legs. And according to the footage that was captured by an observer, his fingers are also twitching while holding a cup that may have contained medicine. The news comes as Russian legislators are thinking about making a law that would give former presidents lifetime immunity from criminal prosecution. How about that? That sounds very Russian to me. But hey, if he steps down, maybe his buddy Donald Trump can go over there and take over. Let him have Russia.
Please go.
Seeing that they're pals so much.
Yeah, he said he was going to leave the country if he didn't win. Biden.
Yeah, he said, bye. Biden.
Biden.
Go ahead. Donald Trump of Russia. He'll get his Trump Tower. You know what I mean? He'll be the president over there. He could do it. Putin, all he has to do is slide him in place. Just like that.
Okay.
How about that? All right.
I agree.
Also, did you see yesterday that the president had made a speech yesterday that was out of this world, right? So several news stations, everybody cut in to the news as basically the president began to tell everybody he was being cheated and that there was fraud going on and there was some illegal ballots being casted, all this craziness, and basically that we have to protect ourselves and this is worth fighting for. I mean, to the point where like his son went out there and was like, yo, you know, we gonna fight. Like, this is crazy, right? But here's the good part. The good part is that some of the news stations actually cut away. As soon as he began talking that nonsense, MSNBC cut away. CBS cut away. They cut into his speech and they cut away. Like, no more. Remember I said that the other day? They just need to start cutting him off whenever he starts talking crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, he's a lame duck president. Whenever he starts talking crazy, just cut him off. Don't even give him the audience. And I quickly shifted over to Fox. And Fox News was like, can you believe they cut the president off? How un-American for them. And they started playing back MSNBC and CBS and all these stations that cut away from the president. But what I wanted to tell you was in classic style, Anderson Cooper.
My guy.
Oh, boy. As soon as the president finished, listen to what Anderson Cooper, everybody from CNN, had to say. Listen to this.
The president of the United States, that is the most powerful person in the world, and we see him like an obese turtle on his back, flailing in the hot sun, realizing his time is over. But he just hasn't accepted it, and he wants to take everybody down with him, including this country.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, as a person that owns 5 turtles. That hurt me a little bit.
I've owned 2.
I'm just saying, because I understand, you know, that's a very dangerous thing for a turtle. Did you know that if turtles get on their back, they can die?
They could die. Yes, Frank. I've owned 2 too.
I have this pen in the backyard, and the pen has this ditch, and I have it like rocks around the ditch so the turtles, but they continue to climb on top and want to jump into the ditch, and every now and then, I find them on their backs, and it's very dangerous. So I'm working on, I bought a net and everything so that they can't do that anymore. But you know, shout out to Anderson Cooper. It was so crazy when he said that right away, of course, you know who is the undefeated champion of the universe, the internet. Right away, the hashtag went obese turtle. and there were a bunch of pictures of upside down turtles with Donald Trump's head. Play it one more time, Herb.
Or the isolated part, Herb.
Yeah.
The president of the United States, that is the most powerful person in the world, and we see him like an obese turtle on his back, flailing in the hot sun, realizing his time is over.
Honey, that is a read. An obese
An obese turtle on his back.
His back. What do you say? What was the next part?
And the flailing hot sun, realizing his time is over.
Time is over.
He just hasn't accepted it, and he wants to take everybody down with him, including this country.
So next time y'all get in a fight with your friend, your boss, your spouse, just hit him with that. You are an obese turtle on your back.
Nina Brown is finding this amusing. I'm not. As an animal lover, I'm not.
No.
Tell her no.
No.
The next time one of y'all men in the studio piss me off, y'all about to be an obese turtle on your back.
No. No.
I'm going to give you that one, Nina. I'm not even going to go there with you. 96.3 WHUR sounds like Washington. 96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now it's the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown. So, ladies and gentlemen, of course, everybody that went and voted, there were a lot of things we were voting on. So, congratulations. Maryland has now joined Virginia and the district in legalizing sports betting. Maryland's have overwhelmingly approved legislation legalizing sports betting. It may take more than a year before you can actually place your votes. I just want to let everybody know. State voters approved the ballot question by a 2-1 margin on Tuesday. Now, proceeds will be used to help fund K-12 public education.
Right.
The Maryland legislator has some work to do, of course, before sports betting actually begins in the state. Now, under the law, a licensee, that is, if we decide, Nina Brown, let's say you and I want to get a facility for sports betting, we would have to pay a one-time application fee of up to $2.5 million and renew it annually. Now, Jeff Ifra, who is the founder of a law firm bearing his name that covers the local gaming industry, says the new law will probably allow for retail betting licenses at places like horse racing tracks, casinos, and other sports stadiums. He says it's likely to allow mobile sports betting license for people to place wagers on their phone through an app. It's not clear whether Maryland will open up for existing apps like FanDuel and DraftKings. Those are the kind of decisions state lawmakers will make next year. Virginia is the only other state that has already made both options possible. Now, he also said that bettors may not be able to place their wagers in Maryland until Super Bowl 2022, assuming all the legislators get their ducks in a row. Not totally unrealistic. Before that can happen, though, here's the interesting thing, DMV. Pay attention to this. Legislators must conduct a disparity study to determine if racial minorities or women face a disadvantage in participating in the gaming industry. If so, legislators will need to create provisions to even the playing field, right? So right now, when they did the casino, when they did the casino on the waterfront, Kathy Hughes was part of that. And that's how they satisfied their minority involvement. In order for this to happen, there's going to have to be some women and minorities involved. So DMV, this could be a windfall if you get your buddies together, if you're in this kind of thing and you want to put up the money. You know what? Sports betting is coming to Maryland, already in Virginia, already in the district. A lot of questions left unanswered, including, does the minority group need to own the business? Does the minority need to be just a partner to get in? Do they need to be already running operations? And how are they going to meet the cash reserve requirement? This is a big deal, but this is a lot of money. You know what I mean? And what I hate is sometimes when these kind of things happen in the community and black folk are left out. You know what I mean? Because there are black folk that got this kind of money, you know? And this is going to be a revenue windfall either way you look at it. So if you got some people They got some money. Let's go. With this legislation could, you know, hey, it could change people's lives. Other industries in Maryland have skin in the game. The MGM National Harbor Casino in Oxon Hill, we just talked about that, spent $500,000 to get this passed. So right there, the MGM, they already put up money to make sure they can get it passed so they can start to do it. But that's, hey, if you want to make big bucks, you got to have big bucks in the game. Sports betting could generate $20 million a year. That's $20 million dollars a year. And this is how it's going to happen. So, hey, we just wanted to make sure
let me hold some of that WAP money, Frankski.
I wish that WAP money was enough. Because if it was, we'd be getting into sports betting.
But you got some other stuff coming. I think we're going to have plenty of it in a little bit.
We got stuff coming on. DJ Herb, get ready for the ride, baby. 96.3 WHUR. Hey, listen, we gotta talk about some stuff coming up next hour, right? So we're gonna open up the phone lines. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. Don't move. It's 96.3 WHUR. Uh-oh. Sounds like Washington.